You're listening to SBS News.
Parishioners make their way through the Macedonian Orthodox Church in Sydney's south, many of the older generation staying just long enough to light a candle and say a prayer.
We like to stay a bit longer, but because of the COVID, so 5-10 minutes is enough, we're going.
For other worshippers, Orthodox Christmas was about future generations.
Yeah, we just wanted to just keep going and keep the tradition going with the kids and the family.
Those attending required to check in with a QR code and wear a face mask. The church hours were also extended in a bid to reduce crowd numbers. It opened from 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 at night. Priest Father Nam Despotovsky says many of the congregation chose to celebrate at home this year.
Really happy because the church is open, but pandemic is on. The attendance, if it's compared with other years, is 80% less.
In Melbourne, a careful communion continued at the city's Serbian Orthodox Church, wine spooned into mouths rather than drunk from the chalice. Places of worship are not impacted by density limits reimposed on some Victorian venues. The priest, Father Peter Damjanovic, says he asked people to monitor for symptoms.
I told to my parishioners, if you are scared, you stay home. If you are sick, you stay home.
The parish priest reminding people of the meaning of Christmas during these difficult times.
I would like to tell them, my parishioners, and to everybody in the world, to celebrating the love and celebrating the life.
Orthodox and Coptic churches celebrate the birth of Christ according to the Julian calendar, which is 13 days behind the Gregorian system used in everyday life. Lucy Murray, SBS News.